creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show
with Matt and Mark.
And I'm Joey.
It's a gay podcast from the Queen City.
Yeah, well, let's get it moving.
We are moving. So it is Halloween week for us, not for you. Oh, wait. God, I didn't finish my last statement. So anyway, the podcast, it's podcast awareness month, right, or whatever the fuck it is.
Please be aware.
Many podcasters are doing 30 podcasts for 30 days.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Do these people not have jobs?
Well, no. They're not doing full shows. We're like doing a 5-minute show, a 3-minute show, 4-minute show. And I said, no. Even though I'd love to be part of it, I think it's wonderful. I just think at what point do people, you know, I often say that I think daily podcasts, they have diminished returns because if they're there every day, sometimes people don't listen to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that. And even a little 5-minute blurb and do it just to do it. I don't think I have enough interesting things. We might not, but I just, you know, like, here's Burke's helpful tip of the day. Use peroxide to clean, you know, so I just.
To clean your leather. Yeah. It totally works.
I just don't think it's worth it.
Straps, cock rings, sex wings. It'll totally work.
Right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't think I have enough interesting things.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 984 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 8th of November, 2011. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, show. I got nothing interesting to say. Big Freddy! Hanging Chads, Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Y'all in the U.S. of A, it is election day, and I hope you're all going out and letting your Chad just hang there at the polling place. Big Fatty, can't you get arrested for that? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all busy day in the coal mine on Monday. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all had a friend that stopped by with his wife, and we chitter-chatted, and Larry Claus said, could you move memory lane to somewhere else? I'm tired of hearing you tell the stories and then tell other stories and all that kind of thing. I said, no. So, there you go. There you go, y'all. But, anyway, y'all, I am recording this, on Monday evening before the State of the Station. Show over there at the Pride 48. Oh, dear, I see. Big Freddy, what the hell are you doing? So, y'all, I couldn't believe that I couldn't get those words out yesterday, y'all. It was just unbelievable, but, you know, that's, y'all, I'm telling you, when you get older, your mouth just decides to do what it wants. Big Freddy, please, we're having Cheerios, and I know the next thing is going to be about a gentleman caller. Oh, dear. Y'all, I didn't have any gentleman callers over the weekend. My old most regular gentleman called her, Big Freddy, he messaged me on Friday, but of course, you know, I had the big horror lockup Friday evening, and so I was unable to accommodate him into my schedule, as they say. And so then I got a message from him on Saturday saying, oh, Big Freddy, what are you doing? Have I already told this point? I don't know if I have or not. And, y'all, I expected him to come by, but he never made it by. I don't know what's going on. Y'all, that is some soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, that was good. And then I sent him a little message on Sunday evening saying, "What happened to you? I was lonely. Oh, Big Fatty was lonely. At least parts of your body were lonely. Oh, vulgar." So he says, "I promise I'll come by. I'll come by on Monday. I promise, Big Fatty. Oh, please, Big Fatty, I promise." I said, "All right." And y'all, he just left a few minutes ago. But y'all, he's evidently moving into a new house. So that he was busy doing things. And although, you know, don't tell Big Fatty you're thinking of coming over and then not coming. Big Fatty, please don't say coming. So anyway, y'all, let me see here. Y'all, I want to do this scratch-off that Joe in Dallas, sent to me. Y'all, it is the double jack. It's a $2 card, y'all. and y'all, it says, for each table, if the total of a player's cards is higher than the dealer's hand, you win the prize shown for that player. Reveal a blackjack or a 21. And you win double the prize for that player. If the dealer's hand says bust, you win all five prizes, y'all. Let's just see what the different hands are first, and then we'll check the dealer's hand. The first hand is a six and a jack, so that's a 16. And player number two has a 6 and a 10. That's a number 16 also. This doesn't look good, y'all. It doesn't look good. Then we got an 8 and a 7. That's a 15. Not so good. A 7 and a 7. That's a 14. Y'all, I don't think this table's going to be a winner. No, Big Fatty. Hi, Bjorn. I know Bjorn loves when Big Fatty does the scratch-offs. And a 7 and a 9. That's a 16, and y'all, I'm gonna bet that the dealer's hand is gonna be a 17. But here we go, we're gonna scratch it right now. The dealer's hand is, what does that say? Oh, it's the dealer has a hand for each game. Oh, Big Fatty, you silly goose. No, he doesn't. Big Fatty, what are you doing? Y'all, the dealer had a 17, just as Big Fatty had predicted, because, you know, that means that not a winner. So there you have it. All right, y'all, let's check table number two. Let's see what the dealer's hand is. Let's just go ahead and check that one. Y'all, it's a 19. That's going to be hard to beat, y'all. Gonna be hard to beat. So let's see. The first player is a 7 and a 10. That's 17. Not a winner. The second is a jack and a foe, not a winner. The next one is a 9 and a 6, that's a 15, no winner there. And then we've got a queen and a 6, not a winner. And finally a 10 and an 8, no winner there. But Joe in Dallas, thank you so much for sending Big Fatty the jack, the double blank jack card for the gay grammar. And y'all, speaking of events, y'all, you heard the boys from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs little show at the beginning. Y'all, they're talking about that National Podcast Post month. And y'all, there are a lot of podcasters posting a little show for 30 days, y'all. Every day for 30 days. And y'all, I don't know about y'all, but quite frankly, Big Fatty has a different name for Napa Pomo or whatever. I refer to it, and it becomes a little more obvious as we get into the month, but y'all, I refer to it as Big Fatty Appreciation Month. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Because you will, after these people try to post a little show every day for the month, for 30 little shows, they'll appreciate how Big Fatty puts out, a buttload of little shows every day, whether I've got anything to say or not. So, Big Fatty, most of the time you don't. You still put one out, but, you know, there you go. And so, y'all, enjoy Big Fatty Appreciation Month, especially if you are doing the Napa Pomo. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar!
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, my Mexican social secretary did it again to me, y'all. I have missed a celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. It was yesterday, along with the number one funky homo, y'all. It was also celebration day for Mike. Mike up there in the Squamish, BC, and he had some sort of cake. He put a picture of some sort of cake, y'all. It looked like a big old log or something. I don't know what it was. I hope it tasted better than a big old log. Meh, Fanny, we don't need to hear about big old logs. But anyway, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I am sitting here looking at the calendar. At the celebration calendar that I have here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There is a lot. And I mean, I say this all the time, but y'all, truly, there is a lot of fucking that goes on in February. Big Fatty, it's the month of love. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's axe, Big Fatty, y'all, it's been sitting in the mailbag. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your mailbag, regardless of how you spell it. But y'all, it's the end of all those questions that Teresa out there in the Seattles sent Big Fatty a while back. And y'all, she says, Big Fatty, what did you want to be when you grew up as a child, and if you could change your profession now, what would you like to do? These are excellent questions. Teresa, I don't remember when I was a child. You know, I'm trying to think if there was something that stood out. Y'all, it was probably I wanted to be on a quiz program, or I wanted to be on the TV machine or something like that. And y'all, quite frankly, if I could change professions right now, what would I like to do? I'd like to be retired, or be on a quiz program or something like that on the TV machine. Because y'all, you know, Big Fatty, he doesn't have to have anything to say to be on a little show. So, Teresa, I hope those or answers that meet with your approval. Of course, she's unsubscribed since the time she sent that, because, you know, y'all, she gave up. She just gave up on trying. Big Fatty, you're not answering things in a timely manner. You'll begin it. Never mind. Never mind, Big Fatty. Just never, never mind. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I believe old Beaver and Bacon, y'all, I believe that they are lurking. Their lurking strategy is beginning to catch on, y'all, because I saw that the Danberries are beginning to lurk as well. And y'all, evidently there was some sort of problem with the WWW today. That Guru Nudie from Tampa tried to post a comment over at the BFO, and it wouldn't let him do it. But y'all, I got comments all afternoon from that Mexican hat M. And the Danberries, they put out there, lurk, lurk, lurk. So y'all, if everybody's gonna become a lurker, Big Fatty wants to be right in the middle of it. So, you know, we'll just have a big old lurker jerk. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, this is a busy, 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 busy week at the coal mine. It's old coal miner week, and so y'all, it's gonna be a challenge. It is gonna be a challenge to make it through this week without biting some heads off. So, bang, Freddy, thank goodness your gentleman caller came by early. So, y'all, I'm way behind on the bacon calendar. Hawkeye from the MASH said, I've eaten a river of liver and an ocean of fish. I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions. Big Freddy, sounds like you this afternoon. Y'all, the bacon chocolate martini combine one part bacon vodka, one part chocolate liqueur, and a splash of cream in a cocktail shaker with ice. Strain and pour into a sugar-rimmed martini glass. Y'all, that sounds like something that old white boy out there in the San Diegos might like to drink. But y'all, I think he's unsubscribed as well. Just unsubscribed as well. Y'all, it's just moved on. Moved on. You know, he was crushed. He was crushed when he heard the male song. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm confusing my beaver shows. Reese from Malcolm in the Middle said, when is her lunch period? I will sneak in and throw a piece of bacon at her. I don't have any idea what that means, but that people can throw bacon at me. I don't care. Y'all, the Sticky Pig website. Big Fatty, that sounds like you, the Sticky Pig. The Sticky Pig website offers candied bacon with flavors such as orange ginger, maple cinnamon, caramel apple, and chocolate peppermint. Y'all, it sounds like a lovely gift at for the holidays. Y'all, speaking of gift at for the holidays, y'all, I saw on the Twitter today that my straight boyfriend from the Uck, not my straight boyfriend from the Uck, he is coming. He is coming. Big Freddy, don't talk about him coming. Y'all, he is coming to the U.S. of A. From the 11th through the 25th of November. Y'all, I can't believe this is the first time he's mentioned that he's coming to the U.S. of A. And I said, where will you be? He says, don't worry, I'm not getting anywhere close to you, Big Patty. And I went, oh, dear, Gussie. But y'all, he's evidently going up there to that Chicago's and up somewhere to, somewhere up near my, grandson. So y'all, grandson, if you see a big old blue mohawk coming around, duck. anyway, y'all, Polaroid man from Millennium said, I smell bacon. I smell pork. Run, little piggy. I got a fork. Big Fatty, that sounds like you telling a story. And then, y'all, this sounds like something you might, we might ought to tell the Vons. Yo, yo, hee, hee. But y'all, the Vons, I'm telling you, the Vons is unsubscribed as well. y'all, it's the prosciutto wrapped melon. Now, y'all, this is not prosciutto wrapped Larry Clyde's head, which is sometimes referred to as the melon, but but y'all, it says combine three parts bacon vodka and one part melon liqueur and serve in a shot glass with a salted rim. Y'all, there's two I say chew recipes for old white boy, but you know he's unsubscribed. And y'all, finally for today, for an election day, Marcy D'Arcy of Married with Children said, Jefferson, there are women at our house who have killed their own husbands for just saying, where's my bacon? Now, do you want to be the one to tell him that there's no village people? No, I don't have any idea what that means. Don't have any idea what that has to do with bacon at all. What do you think, you cream puffs? Yes!
I don't think I have enough interesting things.
Oh! No, you couldn't touch the interesting things on this show.
You can comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.